Let's get to our next story. Elon Musk confirming that he will step down as CEO of Twitter. Joining us now to discuss this is Vlad Sevov, who is Bloomberg's tech editor in Tokyo. Vlad, he doesn't seem to take these things too seriously. He's always kind of poking fun. Let me just read out his tweet for our audience. "I will resign as CEO as soon as I find someone foolish enough to take the job. After that, I'll just run the software and servers team." So I guess he thinks it's a bit of fun.
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, he spent $44 billion on this company. I don't know how anyone on this planet can take that. It's just a bit of fun. Some of it may just be putting a happy and an upbeat face on a situation that has really deteriorated over the course of the year. I mean, if we wind the clock back, it's fascinating to look at this, because when early in the spring Musk announced that he had bought a significant chunk of Twitter shares, the share price went up so high that he made the quickest $1 billion in history. Like, his share of Twitter, just because he bought a share of it, shot up in value by $1 billion. But since then, he wanted to wind it back. He wanted to not complete the sale, the acquisition. He complained about bots. He hurt his own reputation. His reputation was as a successful entrepreneur, as a leader of Tesla, and so on, and making breakthrough changes. He hasn't done that. And since taking over at the end of October with Twitter, his track record has again not been one of success. He ran a poll saying, "Should I step down as Twitter CEO?" And this is the thing that's prompting him now to step down. Users said, "Yes, you should." As many as 57.5%, 10 million people said, "Yes, you should step down as CEO." And I mean, it's not a happy situation, even if he's putting on a happy face.
So let's talk about potential new CEOs. Elon Musk joking, "Who wants the job?" Well, okay, let's unpack this. Is there anybody left in management? A lot of people got fired. Or do you go external? And I'm only half joking here. Snoop Dogg threw his hat in the ring. I mean, he is a successful businessman. Let's give him that.
That is fair. Snoop Dogg is a successful businessman. He's probably as qualified as Musk to run a social media company. I do believe that Musk himself probably underestimated many of the challenges of doing that, because he came in saying what Twitter needs is free speech absolutism. It needs clear rules of the road, and it needs to get rid of all these arbitrary decisions, which is true. Twitter's previous management did have a whole bunch of moderation challenges where it had to decide, is this acceptable to have on the internet? Now, what Musk has faced, again, in a very brief period of time, is very similar things. Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, is a friend of his, well, at least a former friend of his, and he was previously temporarily suspended from the service. He came back on Musk's urging. Musk said, "Welcome back." And then he posted anti-Semitic tweets, and then Musk was like, "Okay, this is not acceptable. We have to get rid of you." So it is a very challenging task. Who can take over the job? There is nobody left internally. I mean, Musk cleared house in terms of the original executive team. He has an inner circle of trusted friends. Amongst them, there is David Sachs and Jason Calacanis. Two of them host a podcast together. They have been very vocal in their suggestions about how you can monetize Twitter, but that's, again, not really a novel thing.
Well, they need,
people have been making suggestions for that for years.
They need advertising, and there's an inherent conflict between opening this up to, you know, things like racial comments and hate speech and such. Advertisers don't like that. They want more stability in the product. So whoever takes this job ultimately is going to have a very tough task.
Absolutely. And there's two points there. One is exactly as you say, Musk's presence as CEO currently has been one of volatility. It's been a great drama. It's been really fascinating. But as you say, that's not a way to run a business or a company or to have steady revenues. So that's challenge number one. Challenge number two, and it's probably the bigger one, and it's why I think Musk is accurate in saying it's kind of a poison chalice, is that you can't run this company as an independent CEO. He will always influence you. He is going to still be in charge of Twitter engineering, for one, but when he was a Twitter user, and a very important one, and when he was a Twitter investor, he was very vocal about what he wanted. So a CEO would effectively be somebody to soak up all the criticism that Twitter receives, such as the aforementioned FTC investigation that's deepening.
Yeah.
And then somebody who effectively does Musk's bidding.
Right. Well, we'll see who he selects and if they get along. It's an ongoing story. Thank you so much, Vlad, for joining us. Vlad Savov, Bloomberg's tech editor in Tokyo.